Good afternoon, I'm Rob McLeod. The Prime Minister has spoken following another meeting of National Cabinet, which included a special dial-in from New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern. They discussed a travel bubble between the countries and how that could be done without putting travellers into quarantine. Also on the agenda, Scott Morrison says he's focused on getting a million Australians back into work.
But to get Australia back to work, we have to get Australians back to work in a COVID-safe economy. And the National Cabinet is working very hard to define what that looks like. But as long as these restrictions are in place, they are costing our economy some $4 billion a week.
Meantime, Attorney General Christian Porter says the Safe Work Australia website has been tweaked for different industries to provide advice on keeping both employees and customers safe.
So anyone, an employer or an employee, can go onto the Safe Work Australia website. Using the content filter and tailored drop-down menus, they can navigate fairly simply to get precise answers to the questions that will apply to their particular business.
Also today, the Reserve Bank Board has decided to leave the official cash rate on hold at the record low of 0.25%. A New South Wales health official has broken down in tears while giving evidence at the inquiry into the Ruby Princess debacle. Epidemiologist Kellyanne Resler has apologised for her department's failures.
I'm very sorry it turned out the way it did. Myself and my colleagues at the Public Health Unit were working very hard on this. We did what we could, and if we could do it again, it would be very different.
Newcastle night skipper Mitchell Pearce is happy the team can get back to training in person again after the struggle of the last 6 weeks in isolation. However, Pearce admits they haven't given up as much as the Warriors. He's praised the club for their sacrifice to keep the competition going.
I think it's very admirable what they've done. I think Blake Green was doing an interview yesterday, and he actually looked really emotional when he was talking about his young kids and having to leave kids at the airport, and said a lot of his teammates were in a similar boat.